You're listening to a 95BFM podcast. Now it's time for our weekly chat with Labour MP Andrew Little.
Yes, Andrew Little joined me again this week for our regular chat. This week we discussed the public's views on criminal justice and how the government is aiming to change them. Here is Andrew.
Tough on crime policies have been the norm for the past 30 years. You've said this needs to be challenged. Are you doing anything to challenge the narrative that being tough on crime is the correct approach to criminal justice?
Yeah, like we've set out our ambition to do some pretty comprehensive criminal justice reform, and we're really starting that with our criminal justice summit at the end of August. And that, the logic just speaks for itself. When you have a look at the fact that after 30-odd years of not only rhetoric of so-called tough on crime, but actually enacting longer sentences, harsher sentences, and we're putting more people in prison than we ever have before, serving longer sentences, and yet our violent crime rate is going up. Our reoffending rate is the same as it ever was, so even though we're putting more people in prison, the same proportion when they come out reoffend within 2 years. So all this claim that the so-called tough on crime policies are a deterrent and will reduce offending actually isn't happening. So it is time to look at something different, and it is time to understand, you know, at least for some offenders, why they offend, and realise that actually there is stuff that we can do differently to what we're doing now that can stop them reoffending. And that's really where the challenge is. But it is going to be difficult, because I think there is a mindset that says that unless we're kind of locking up lots of people and keeping them out of our way, then people are going to be put at risk, which isn't the case.
So how will this Justice Summit sort of change the challenge the consensus that tough on crime is good? I mean, will the public actually pay much attention to this, or is this something that lawyers and academics might be paying a bit more attention to rather than the general public?
Well, it's going to have a pretty widespread group of people. We're expecting anywhere between 600 and 800 people to participate. It won't just be lawyers and academics. It'll be others in the field, community organisations dealing with offenders and rehabilitation. It'll be victims organisations and victims advocates participating. A whole range of people, because I think there is a growing realisation that just having this ever-growing prison population isn't an answer. And I think, you know, from this government's point of view, we were pretty horrified when the first piece of advice, Stuart Nash's Minister of Police got, and Kelvin Davis's Minister of Corrections got, was that on our current trajectory, if we change nothing about what we're doing, then we will have to build a new prison every 2 to 3 years. And this assumed that there would be, you know, a mega prison at Waikerea. So, look, we made these law changes, we're locking up more people. The previous government had no answer to the pressure this was putting on the system and the fact that it actually wasn't fixing anything. So we're saying, and I think that the focus of the Criminal Justice Summit is to say, first of all, this is the way things are in New Zealand right now. Secondly, here are some other approaches to the same problem, and this is what's happening in some other countries that we might want to learn from, and then get to a point where we say, actually, isn't it time we tried some of the stuff and work together on that? And then to take some of that stuff out and to bit more broader community engagement in the months that follow.
So you're worried that if you don't change public perception, your reforms could be quite easily repealed when a national government forms?
Yeah, and that's why I think the community engagement or the public engagement side of the whole thing is important. Look, we could just, you know, sit around the cabinet table and say, right, let's make this change, let's make that change. We could run it through Parliament. Not many people pay a lot of attention to Parliament. And then in a few years' time, 10 years' time maybe, there's a different government there, they could repeal the whole lot. Until you engage with the public and say, you know what, actually, all the stuff we've been hearing about, if we lock people up for longer, it's going to help them, it's going to be a deterrent, it's proven to be wrong, but here's some different things we can do. People understand there's a reason for it, and more importantly, that it has a better chance of reducing offending and reoffending, and therefore keeping everybody safer, then I think we've got a better chance of making it more enduring. And that's going to be the challenge. Already we're seeing some commentators and certainly our political opponents immediately kind of resort to, look, they're going to let out more murderers and rapists. We're going to have to deal with that for a period of time. But That is unfortunately part of the political game playing that goes on. And you know, and one of the, you know, the primary objective of the political establishment, if you like, and every politician is to reassure the public that they're going to be safe from whatever cause. But when it comes to criminal offending, you know, people want to know that we have an effective policing system and criminal justice system. And so when you start to talk about changes to that, it's very easy for opponents of change to kind of climb on the you're all going to be victims of crime bandwagon, and we're all going to be much, you know, much less safe. So that's the challenge we've got to overcome.
Because the opposition and the media have accused you of being soft on crime, with beginning to repeal the three strikes law and potential softening of the Bail Act. Will this force you into a more conservative position on law and order?
Well, I think, I mean, it's interesting, even you're now using the language of softening the Bail Act. Actually, in the end, it's about doing what's effective. I'm absolutely adamant that we can't carry on doing what we're doing at the moment because it's not effective. And, the point I would make to anybody who says, gee, look, we've had those 30 years of tough on crime, isn't it a lot better? Actually, when we have more than 60% of those who go to prison reoffend within 2 years of getting out of prison, that's not a successful system. If I ran a business and 60% of my customers had to come back within a two-year period for a refund or an exchange, I wouldn't have a business for very long. But we tolerate that in our criminal justice system. And I talk about in those terms, actually, for each of those ex-prisoners reoffending, there's at least one victim. So if as a country we're prepared to tolerate the unnecessarily high level of victimisation by re-offenders, let's do nothing. Let's just leave it as it is. I'm not prepared to accept that, and I don't think anybody should. And actually the approach I wanted to take, and I know this government wants to take, is reducing the number of victims of crime by really addressing some of the real causes of offending and fixing those.
And you've promised wholesale reform of the criminal justice system, but you said a public discussion needs to take place before this happens. I mean, what does this entail?
So this will be, the start of that is really the Criminal Justice Summit in August. There'll be a bit of a build-up to it, and we've got a website that will be launching fairly soon. That'll be part of the build-up to it. It'll indicate who's speaking. There'll be some messages there. And you know, we're looking for every opportunity that we can to engage with the public, or to allow the public to kind of see what is being said and to engage with the public on it. And then, as I said before, we'll take some of that stuff out and a bit of a roadshow afterwards. We'll have an advisory group, and I'll announce the people who are going to sit on that. That's going to have a mix of people. One of their roles is to assist with that public engagement, get us out into constituencies and communities who need to be involved in the debate and the discussion about what do we do for a more effective criminal justice system.
And do you feel you'll be able to push through significant reforms in your first term, or is this a longer-term project?
Look, we'll get through some reforms in this first term in the next 2.5 years, and that we do have to. We've got to take our time, but not too much time, and work carefully and deliberately, including with our coalition and support partners, and indeed with, you know, with plenty of us and the Labor Party too. But most importantly, it's about making sure that we do the best we can to ensure everybody and the public understands what we're doing and why we're doing it, and so it gets a level of support there. There's no point in sort of barging head with stuff and people think, gee, this is all going to make us less safe, we're going to be exposed to more risk of crime. It is incumbent on me and my colleagues to explain as far and as wide as possible what we're doing and why we're doing it.
Are you worried that New Zealand First might not support some of your justice reforms?
I had plenty of discussions with them, and they say, look, you know, they typically take a more conservative approach on these things. They represent a view that they want, obviously, like all of us, they want the community to be safe. They, if there's going to be changes, they want to be sure that those changes can be justified, that it's not going to compromise community safety. But actually, I'm getting some very constructive and very interesting ideas from members of New Zealand First about things that could be done. But they have the view too. They don't want a whole bunch of people locked up in prison. What they want to do is make sure that people who offend are properly brought to account, where they can be changed. The issues that they need to have changed in their lives are changed so that they stop offending and can lead a productive life. But like all of us, they want to know that the most dangerous people are kept, you know, from the community, and so the community is safe from that. I think we agree on the general principles, but I think we've just got to work together to put together the program of change.
That was Labor MP Andrew Little. The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.